You are on the Power of Asking Network with Barty Toto. Welcome to the Power of Asking podcast with your host, Barty Toto. And for those of you who do not know me, go to bartytoto.com. I am a best-selling author known all over the world for social media and branding. And I just had a new book come out called The Power of Asking. My first book, Thinking Upside Down, Living Right Side Up, became a number one bestseller in less than 2 hours on Amazon. Now, I am not saying that step to impress you, but to impress upon you the power of social media and the power of asking. And what we are going to talk about today is huge. It is called fear. And fear is based on what we believe might happen, not actually what will happen. And I have to tell you that I have lived in fear most of my life. And fear comes in all kinds of ways. They can be excuses where you say, I'm not old enough, I'm not young enough, I'm, you know, not smart enough, I don't have time to do that. Basically, fear is avoidance. And if you think about how many times a day we avoid doing things, and it could be a fear in the back of your mind that, oh my gosh, my fear was, if Michael Beckwith writes the foreword of my book, then the whole world is going to see who I am, and I can't be everything to everybody. And so I have been victim of self-sabotaging. In fact, I grew up with a family member who told me I would never amount to anything. Therefore, I attracted men who were very verbally abusive, but I also had a father who told me I could do anything I put my mind to. And so I was a little mixed up there for a while. And in 2009, I was in a seminar and I had the idea of writing a book. In fact, somebody asked the question, if you only had 48 hours to live, what would you do? And I sat there and I started writing. And then I said, why not? Why not? Why not? Have Michael Beckwith write the foreword? Why not have Jack Canfield endorse my book? Why not have Les Brown endorse my book? Why not get on talk shows? Why not get on radio? You know, I can do this. And what happened was I manifested this and I just went out and did it afraid. A lot of people think that Facebook and Twitter got me out there, but what really got me famous and seen was actually YouTube. And I was so scared when I got on YouTube, I actually wore sunglasses because I was, believe it or not, shy. And people look at me now and they're like, there is no shyness about you. But I allowed the fear, what was instilled of me as a child, being told I wouldn't do anything and then having spouses tell me, oh, your business is not going to succeed. Why don't you get a real job? And, you know, I sat there and I'm like, well, if my mother said it, then I guess, you know, and this person is saying it, it must be true. Now, a lot of you maybe can identify with that. Maybe you can't. But in the power of asking, what I talk about is, you know, if I had never asked Michael Beckwith or whoever, you know, can I send you my book, none of my accolades would happen. So the power of asking can be used in various areas of your life, whether it's social media, whether it's asking someone to follow you, whether it's, you know, asking someone, hey, can I send you my book? Hey, can we meet for coffee? You know, and for me, I always was intimidated by people who had done more than me. And I had contacted Marie Diamond back in 2009. Through her website. Now, she was on the movie The Secret. And I contact her and she says, would you like to have lunch? And I actually asked her first. I said, I'm going to be in Los Angeles next week. I would love to meet you. Now I'm sitting here thinking she was just in The Secret. She's going to say no. Well, we not only had lunch, but she invited me to a very private session with the top 30 women in the world for leadership. And she says, I see something huge in you. There is a light in you that needs to shine. And I was sitting here like, oh, what does she see in me? I have no idea. And I went to this event and I felt very uncomfortable because there were people on there that had been on Oprah. You know, Jack Canfield had written the foreword of their book and everything else. And I was like, felt way out of place. And what happened out of that is that I learned I had so many gifts and talents. And what I was allowing my fear to do is sabotage me. And somebody came to me and they said, pretend you have the cure for cancer. If you don't go out there and share your message to the world, whether it's a product, a book, your knowledge, your skill set, you know, you're not going to help anyone. You may have a product or a service, and that one person that you touch with your product or service or education or training, even if you are a Emmy Award-winning, you know, rap star, or you've had an Emmy Award for recording or whatever, you know, music makes a difference in people's lives. Fitness makes a difference in people's lives. Learning social media etiquette makes a difference in people's lives. You know, I am the founder of gratitudeclothing.com, and I also created the social media gratitude challenge. Who can we thank? Who can we recommend? And I know it sounds, I didn't think it was a silly idea. People were like, well, what's the catch? And I'm like, there is no catch. The power of asking gave me the ability to do all these things. And some of you have not been able to ask for what you deserve, whether it's financial in your business, whether it's a spouse. Think about it. If we don't ask our husbands or our wives, you know, saying, I don't like it when you do this, I wish you would do it this way, or, you know, asking them certain questions, we're going to, one, hold resentments, but also we have these expectations that are not going to be met and we will be disappointed. So what I have learned, asking has saved my life. And I was not always that way. I had this fear of asking. And Napoleon Hill says, fear knocked on the door, faith opened it, and there was nobody there. Now, what exactly is fear? I'm sure you have experienced fear. I am sure you have felt that gnawing inside, that sickening dread. I am sure you've encountered the loss of power and energy, the feeling of helplessness as that fear takes over. And that is what I used to feel. So what is it, this fear? Fear is an apprehension of something that might happen. The keywords are might happen. Remember, might happen. And that is what we want to talk about today is, you know, fear is not dependent upon an actual happening. You may find you have a fear of poverty. This means you fear or have an apprehension of being poor. You are not poor, but you dread that state. And that was my thing. I was actually told growing up that we were poor. And then when I was 13, we moved to Hawaii and I got very confused. So I did have a family member who, as I said, was very negative and fed me things that were not true. And a lot of our fears and why we don't ask things are based on what we think we deserved and the fears and the verbiage that was instilled in us. Now, that's somebody else's perception. That is not the truth, okay, of who you are and who you, you know, need to be inside and who you are to go out and get noticed in the world. So for me, you know, that is the state I dread. Now, if you were in fact poor, totally penniless, and at the mercy of charity, you would not fear poverty. Experiencing the state of poverty, you might dislike it, loathe it, or be frustrated by it, but you would not fear it. So it is with all the fears. Fear exists only in the unknown, okay? So it's in the unknown. Everyone has fears. Every leader, great or small, has fears at some point in their lives. I've shared with you what has happened to me. And I have actually sabotaged things. I've had people come to me and want me on big talk shows or big radio shows or come and videotape me for whatever reason. And I will find something else to do. Or, for instance, I have put off sometime doing something I need to do. And if I sit here and I look at the underlying cause, it is fear, it's avoidance. I'm avoiding that task because, you know, I'll give you an example. When I got out there in 2011, I got stalked and hated by a guy. And what happened with that was pretty bad. My husband, my former husband, had a lawsuit. He had a brain injury. And even the lawyers on the defense side brought up that gentleman who had put bad things about me on the internet, and it actually hurt the case. And that devastated me, and it actually ruined my marriage. A man came and bought my course. I gave it to him. He yelled fraud with his credit card. I fought it. He retaliated. He had several things on the internet written about him negative and thought it was me doing it. So what does he do? He goes and makes up things. Well, what happens is I have clients who thought I had scanned them or pulled a wool over their eyes, which I never had done. But the whole point that my mentor tells me now is, you know, if you were a scammer, one, you wouldn't be on local TV. You wouldn't have Jack Canfield endorsing you or Les Brown endorsing you. And, you know, all these people, you know, all these accolades you've done. So just keep doing what you're doing with your gratitude clothing, your gratitude challenge, you know, you being a bestseller, getting out there to the world and just tearing it up. So that is what I'm doing. Do I have haters? Yes. But I do not care what people think anymore. That was my ego. But that fear of what people thought of me was so huge. And, you know, a lot of you listening to this as females, I'm going to attack the females first, is we have been told by our spouses or whatever, it's not going to work. Or like my father, who just passed away, was 84, and he thought women should be barefoot and pregnant. He was very, you know, gave me a lot of kudos and told me I could amount to anything I wanted to and put my mind to anything I wanted to and I would be successful. But he was very demeaning to women that he dated and so forth, and very demeaning to me if it wasn't around business. And that can put you in a mindset where you don't think you can do anything. I had a guy who told me, you know, I don't know how to run a business. I don't know how to train anyone. And it was someone I cared about and looked up to very much. And I'm like, wow, if he said it, then, you know, maybe I just can't. And I got into a deep depression. And it wasn't until I hit rock bottom and got depressed that, you know, I had to go down to be brought back up. And I'm not perfect. I'm sharing my fears with you, what has happened to me over the past few years. But you know what? I got it out, did it. I went out there and did it afraid anyway. Sorry. So we were talking about leaders. Now with women, you know, we are more emotional, and there are some women that just can get out there and I don't care what people think and so forth. And that's great. With men, I've talked to a lot of men in the industry. They have problems because, you know, their spouses say, you know, why don't you get a job? You know, it's taken too long for money to come in. Well, you know what? If you have a woman who is materialistic and just talking about them, maybe it's time you find someone else. I mean, money is does not buy happiness. I will tell you that right now. I've been down that road. So, you know, I want you to think about, you're going to do a couple of exercises. I'm going to ask you to write down some things at the end of our podcast to help you out. But let's go ahead about, so the question is not whether or not you have the fears, but rather what you do with them and what you let them do to you. Okay, now hear me again. Every leader, great or small, and the people on this are leaders, have fears at some point in their life. So the question is not whether or not you have them, but rather what you do with them and what you let them do to you. It is a question of who is in control. To let fear take over and let all your energy and personal power pour into that fear, it will become so large that nothing else seems to exist. Your world will evolve around that fear. And that has happened to me. And let me tell you, It stole me of time with my kids. It stole me of money that I could have made for my children. Remember, when you settle for less, you cause your family to settle up for less. You cause your kids to settle for less. When you're sitting there making excuses, which are fear-based, you are hurting other people around you, not just you, okay? And some of you might say, but Barty, there's an economy problem. I am sorry, but I have not seen it. And maybe it's because I went out there and did it anyway, afraid, and plugged my ears from the media, and I plugged my ears from the news. I personally don't watch TV. My husband thinks I'm weird, okay? Fox News is not my thing. I would rather read something and listen to Michael Beckwith and something that empowers and inspires me like Les Brown than to listen to what is going on in the world. So what are you going to do about it? So have you known someone whose every decision was based on fear? An older gentleman, okay, hesitates to make decision. I've got to be sure in his comment. I've got to be sure. Needless to say, he does not make decisions. His life just happens. That is fear and almost total control. On the other hand, you can choose to be the one in charge. Faced with the fear, you can decide to continue on, march ahead, even through the worst, you know, the worst thing might happen, and try even though you may fail. This is what leaders must do. And that is the meaning of being a leader. It is no weakness to have fears, only to back down. So I'm going to, we're 15 minutes into the program, into this podcast, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about fears. And I hope that something I say today, you know, makes a difference in your life. It is no weakness to have fears, only to back down. In all things, to think is to create. This fundamental law is so valid in regards to fear as it is in any other area of your life. If you think about fear and what might happen, then that is exactly what will happen. How could it be otherwise? I mean, seriously, those pictures and those thoughts you hold in your mind most of the time will materialize. And in the past month with the Gratitude Challenge, my life has totally changed. Totally, it is not the same. I have met the most amazing people who are following me that, you know, if I had allowed fear to control me by wanting, you know, asking them to follow me or engaging with them, you know, for instance, with Kathy Ireland, you know, having a conversation with her, they all put their clothes on the same way we do. And you might be a celebrity listening to this and laughing, but it is true. Even celebrities have fears. I was talking to my friend who has been on multiple TV shows, Dr. Oz, Oprah, and she still fights with fear. But every day she uses gratitude and she uses some of the teachings that I've taught in coaching, you know, to get over mine, because you have to think about this. Excuses are fear. How can you expect someone to buy your album, join your business, listen to you if you're making excuses? If I sit here and I say, I'm afraid of getting out there with social media, how can I expect you to do it? You know? And so, for instance, fear, you know, can basically kill you and hinder you. And with excuses, I tell people excuses are well-planned lies, you know, that you want to live a life of freedom, not excuses. And, you know, you, like I said, you cannot expect anyone to buy your product, your service, your program, join your business, even watch you on TV. If you are sitting there making excuses, you need to look in the mirror, and it is a full-on reflection of yourself, why you're attracting what you're attracting. I had somebody yesterday tell me that they don't have any money. And I said, well, and let me ask you this. And you coach people, something's wrong with this picture. So the law of the fundamental law that I was just talking about, it's got to work in both directions for what we desire and for what we dread, or it is not the law. If this were not so, then you would have no choice. You would have no control. There would be no freedom. Liberty could not exist. This fear and adversity are necessary. Okay? Seriously. Through them, men can experience the thrill of overcoming and the joy of success. And through them, men has the opportunity to grow, provided he realizes that they are experiences and not the final act. Fear is an experience, not a fact. Fear is an experience, not a fact. So what I want you to do is I want you to write down some of the things that you might be fearful of, whether it's the fear of pain, fear of failure, fear of loneliness, fear of death, okay, fear of poverty, fear of imperfect health, and the fear of the unknown. Now, courage conquers fear. If you go out, and I want you to write down some things that you want to do today, okay? And when you do something like making a video or doing a podcast or whatever it is, that is courage. You're getting out there and that will conquer your fear. And it says there is no courage without fear. So with the fear of the unknown, that is the security to face the known is within. The fear of poverty, know that you can recreate all that you have. As far as imperfect health, you know, the power flows through you to the degree you allow. It is a real source of strength, energy, and well-being. That is where health begins, okay? And I'm going to share with you, you know, with the fear of pain, pain has a purpose, a very valid purpose. The fear of loneliness. Loneliness is the creation of a limited conscious need. And the fear of failure. Failure and success are attitudes. You choose which will display, which you display. And for me, I actually had settled for less in many ways with the fear of loneliness. I came here for 2 years to take care of my father who had congestive heart failure. And there are times that I settled for less in a relationship because of loneliness. And as far as fear of failure, that I didn't, a long time ago, you know, for instance, when Michael Beckwith wrote the foreword of my book, he called me on the phone and asked me to contact his ghostwriter. And it took me about 2 weeks to contact her. I was so moved by it. And I think of all the time I had lost. I lost a lot of time. Actually, 2 weeks turned into a year and a half because of the time cut off. It hurt my my business. I mean, actually, my book getting out. So I hope you got a lot from this podcast today. And I have some coaching sessions open for the new year. And in 2014, I want you to look out the windshield, not the rearview mirror. And if you need coaching and training, whether it be in, you know, branding, social media, or in mindset, I do that as well. I have the Gratitude Challenge that is continuing, as well as I am the founder of GratitudeClothing.com and Gratitude for Kids, or actually Kids for Gratitude, sorry. And we are launching that. It's a not-for-profit. So anybody who is listening that wants to help with the Kids for Gratitude or the Gratitude Experience, actually they're not experience, they're actually spreading gratitude to the world. We would love to have you part of our community at gratitudeclothing.com. And for those of you who need to get in touch with me, go to bartytoto.com. And my phone number is on there. You are more than welcome to call me, and we can schedule an appointment. Thanks.